Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting 8th. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Trammell moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Behringer covering, for the out. Kingman moves to third. Bhakti moves to second. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Koontz. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Koontz steals second. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koontz scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Bhakti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbi hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kuntz hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 2 in the game. Garbi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Castillo moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garbi. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Castillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Gibson steals third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Young now pitching. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kuntz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Castillo reaches third base with a triple. Herndon scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Tigers. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Baker reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's 9-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bochti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Berenger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon is hit by the pitch. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hill reaches second base with a double. Essien moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kuntz is hit by the pitch. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kuntz moves to second. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garbi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Garbi reaches second base with a double. Kuntz scores. Baker moves to third. It's 10-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Garbi moves to third. It's 11-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garbi juggles the ball. That's an error on Garbi. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, Tigers. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Koontz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Essien moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essien scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 11-4, Tigers. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.